The first thing that we are going to read is the quote itself, from the Way of Bodhisattva, the 37 practices of Bodhisattva. Even if in the midst of large gathering, someone exposes my hidden faults with insulting language, to bow to him respectfully, regarding him as a spiritual friend, is the practice of a bodhisattva. And this is coming later on, just right after that, coming from like instruction from Padmasambhava. And the instruction from Padmasambhava, if someone abuses you, do not abuse him in return. If someone gets angry with you, do not get angry with him or her in return. If someone exposes your hidden faults, do not expose his in return. And if someone strikes you, do not strike him back. And then we have the last quote that I put today. It's not from the Bodhisattva text. It's again a quote from Padmasambhava, which was a spiritual Tibetan teacher. The best spiritual friend is one who attacks your hidden faults. The best instructions are the ones that hit your hidden faults. The best incentives are enemies. So we see here again something that is very much might be very much alien to us. In this context, we have like a new way of looking at life. It's like the whole way of a bodhisattva. It's like even just by the name of this text, 37 practices of a bodhisattva, it's like it's have so much of meaning already, and just the title of the book. First, it says 37 practices. So this text is not a regular text in the sense that you read a text and you get some theory or some information. You actually get practice. You get instruction for practice. And this is the text. What is the text all about? To give us this kind of direction, to give us instruction of how to practice. What to practice? What practices of a bodhisattva. What is a bodhisattva? A bodhisattva is a person that is fully open-minded, fully open-hearted. A bodhisattva is a person who is self-realized, that understands the essence of the universe, the essence of themselves, and they know how to behave. It's almost like cognitive behavior therapy. Is saying to us, listen, if you will behave like that, you will feel like that. So it's like our behavior will determine our feelings and who we are. It's like who we are really is our actions and the way that we behave. And the way that the most, let's say, supreme person behave is the bodhisattva way. And here, from the experience of the bodhisattva, they give us instruction of how really to behave in different situations in life, especially in situations that involves a lot of suffering, humility, and so on. And they give an instruction that is very counterintuitive. So it's like in our society, but also in our own nature, what we will like strive for is like kind of to be better than others, and like to not to be humiliated, not to be not to have like a kind of to expose our faults. Many times we will even put a mask and we not show something that is wrong with us. We not show not only our faults, but also we not show our emotions. We not show our like the way that we really feel. And this will just like really block us from from life. And here, what they tell us is something really kind of shocking in a way. It's like, take the mask away, take the, like, all the protective mechanisms that you have away, and open yourself up to truth. Open the heart, expose the heart completely. Yeah. Many times we don't open the heart, we don't expose the heart because we are afraid to be hurt. And here they say to us, actually, open your heart and get hurt. And this will teach you the best thing, because the hurt will be on the level of the ego. It will not be on the level of the soul. We'll speak about it in a second. So if in the midst of a large gathering, someone exposes my hidden faults with insulting language, to bow to him respectfully, regarding him as a spiritual friend. And you remember already how we treat our spiritual friend. The spiritual friend, as we mentioned in one of the verses, previous verses, is the teacher, and the way that we kind of had the attitude that we have to a spiritual friend is that we he's the most important for us. He's like, he's important to us more than just like the our own ego and our own thinking mind. And this is something really beautiful that is saying here, like, there is an opportunity to expose something that is hidden in me, hidden force, with an insulting language. Someone is actually doing me a favor in a way. He is showing me something that I cannot see. This is the way to look at this verse. It's not someone is inventing something about me. Actually, someone is saying about me something that I cannot see about myself. Like, if we'll examine the spiritual path for a moment, the whole notion of improvement and getting better in life and working on ourselves and surrendering into the spiritual path is really to see, to have the awareness of what parts of us are hidden, we don't see it, and our blind spots. Yeah, the blind spots. Well, we don't know. I didn't know that time. Sometimes I act in a way of being arrogant, or I didn't know that. It's like, it was my blind spot. I didn't really pay attention to that. And I wouldn't admit that necessarily. Or I didn't pay attention that sometimes I'm like getting really aggressive in situations. And it's like, I'm just like keep on with life as if it's not really happening. And it's like many things that is there and we cannot see. And actually other people can see. It goes both ways. Yeah, people can see things that we don't see about ourselves that are very positive. And people can see things that we don't know about ourselves or we don't see about ourselves that are very negative. So it can be very positive or very negative as well. So what we want is to really have a situation where we know more about ourselves. We know more about the way that we operate, the way that we behave, or the way that our defensive mechanism is working, the way that our personality is displaying itself in different situations. And we cannot see it just by ourselves. Everything. To see everything about ourselves and the way that we behave. Because it's part of our process is like to hide from ourselves, to these certain things, to hide from ourselves, certain things in us. And this is why the interaction with people is so powerful. So it doesn't make sense that we'll only when people are saying good things about us, then we will listen. Yeah. Oh, this person is liking me and he loves me and say good things about me. Then I listen. But oh, when this person is saying bad things about me, I do not listen. It doesn't make sense when he's saying a bad thing or a negative thing. And it does make sense when he's saying good things. Yeah. And it's like many times we will prefer these people that would say good things about us over the people that will say negative things about us. But in this mind, the mind of the text is the other way around that we should have. It's like, let me, this person that can say something that is wrong with me, and then I can correct, then I can improve, then I can go higher in my spiritual evolution. And you know already, and probably many of you have been faced with this question from me. It's like, many times I ask for feedback. And I'm happy with a nice and good feedback. But I'm even happier with kind of constructive criticism. Yeah, when someone is saying, listen, you can do it better. Or listen, you don't pay attention, but this can perform it in a different way. And this is so helpful. The Vagabond Temple, Gat and Pazit as well, very much both of us really, really like this kind of constructive criticism. And the Vagabond Temple become what it becomes, thanks to the feedback of many, many people that were there for many times and like said, oh, this can be improved and this can be better. And sometimes you get the feedback from verbally, and sometimes you can get the feedback in a very kind of a sharp way, as a behavior, as an acting out, as a action that the person is doing. It reminds me one time that we got a review on TripAdvisor, and in this review in TripAdvisor, we have over 200 reviews in TripAdvisor, and there is one that is really, really terrible. I invite you all to go and look at that. I'm not ashamed in that. It happened, I think, like 5 or 6 years ago when a person came. I was after a yoga class, and the person, she wanted to leave. She wanted to leave there. She didn't want to stay. She was not enjoying for some reason, which I don't know, unfortunately. Because I was not willing to listen. Yeah. So she came to me after the class and I was kind of shut off to her because it's like I felt that she's like kind of biased against the place and she doesn't like it. I said, if you don't like it, it's okay, you can leave. And I didn't listen to what she wanted to say. So I was like I was blocking her. And she wrote a comment or a review on TripAdvisor about different things that happened in this. But I remember, of course, naturally, I remember what she wrote about me. And she said like that I had like kind of a dark energy. And it's like, of course, many, many other people would say that I have a very beautiful light and this is amazing. It's like good to know and it's beautiful. But yes, definitely sometimes I have dark energy. And this review changed my life. This review was the most helpful review that I ever got from someone because she exposed my hidden faults in public. Yeah. Not in insulting language. Maybe I don't remember how her language, but in public, in the internet, like where everyone can see. And it was forcing me to look at these things in myself that otherwise I wouldn't look. Otherwise I wouldn't like approach this and like take care of this. And then I noticed, I started like investigating like the different parts of myself that is preferring like this kind of validation from students and validation from the people who come rather than like something that is more kind of stingy. And of course, I can definitely go and start arguing that she was wrong. Yeah, I can go there. I can be really good at that, actually. I can say that she doesn't really know what she speaks about, and that we were okay, and she was not okay, and there is some level of truth in that. But and we can keep on going in this direction. It can be a direction that we can win, actually, definitely. But then by doing that, we are losing the truth. We are losing some spiritual work. Yeah. And it's like, as a spiritual practitioner, instead of like rejecting that, like embracing that and saying, okay, how can I make myself even better? How can I, okay, this is the perspective of the person. This is the experience that she had. I cannot argue with the experience that she had. Yeah. So what can I improve in myself so that I do not project in this way anymore? Yeah. And another point about it is that we have to understand that we are human and that we have faults. It's not possible to be perfect. And I think before this review, the main thing that was changing and shifting during this last few years is the understanding that I want to be a superhuman, Superman.
Kobe? Oh, I guess he's locked up.
I think Superman's frozen.
Superman, come back.
He just said that and then demonstrated some of his superpowers.
Right? That's pretty good, Kobe. Good one.
Sometimes you don't realize it when it's only you locking up.
Yeah, like he probably can hear us.
Or he's talking and talking and we don't know. Oh, there, I think.
Hey, I came back. The internet is not.
We're calling you superhuman at that point.
Yes.
Kobe, I have a question.
Yes.
I get caught up in the what versus the how things are done. So the what, let's say constructive criticism, great. Nothing wrong with that. But don't we have a responsibility of the how that's communicated? And isn't that what we're getting hung up on a lot when others might criticize or be mean-spirited? It's how they're presenting it, not versus what the messages they're trying to portray.
Such a good point, Lori. It's really important what you just said is exactly, we don't want to hang up to the how. It's like, it doesn't matter. It's like, and this is why it says here, all my quotes are gone because it was, okay, never mind. It says something about hidden insulting words.
Yeah? Insulting language.
Insulting language. And this is how we can see that, thanks Jason. This is the way we can see that the Bodhisattva texts are speaking. They are very accurate. The way that they give everything, like all the instruction, they are very detailed. So it's and your kind of translation to the text or the kind of interpretation is accurate. I think it doesn't matter how they say that. And it's like they can say it with insulting words, but we need to see what they say. Mm-hmm. We need to see the truth of what they say rather than how they say. And then instead of like, I can also, with this woman that I mentioned, with this person, I can also say, oh, she was not behaving properly. She had a better way to say these things. She had a dark energy as well, and she projected this energy on me. I can go there. And this will be And I can kind of like convince myself that there is nothing wrong with me and that everything is wrong with her. And I keep on like this in my life. And so, yes. And the thing about the Superman, like being like perfect and having like a perfect, perfect image is something that it's like we really want. But actually we are much, much more powerful when we are vulnerable, when we open ourselves and when we see the truth of like our imperfection. Yeah. And by seeing our imperfection, we are in the process to get towards perfection. We'll never get there, but we're on the path. We will never be on the path if we try to put a kind of a shield of like, ah, yes, I am perfect already. This will be a fake, fake image of ourselves. Yeah, so this is what I wanted to say today. And I had more to say, but I thought of maybe speaking about having some a bit of a sharing and maybe speaking about a text a bit, and maybe each person will say some things. It's optional. If you don't want to speak, let's make an agreement that if you don't want to speak, I will call your name. And if you don't want to speak, you have like reactions or yes, reaction on the right side of your bottom screen. And then if you don't want, just like do this. And then I will know, okay, you don't want to speak and it's okay. Yeah, so it's like kind of clap me away. I don't want to speak. And my question is about this verse and other verses. Like seeing how we can, what can we learn from this text? So it's like we are, I think like if you are doing like, I think this is verse 15 or 16 already. So we are doing something like 15 classes, 15 times that we met. And this text, as I mentioned, is a text for instruction, text for bringing us into a better state in our life. It's like changing our behavior, working with our spirituality. It's like a whole, it's like a transform, it's like an alchemy that we are going through with this text. It's like we are transforming ourselves, we are changing. We make the faults that we have as something actually very powerful. And it's we change like the different things, the suffering into something that is like a platform for to grow in life and so on. So I thought that probably you guys are having some experiences with this text. Yeah, so like that it affects different aspects of your life. And I'm really curious to know how is it going? Is it happening with the text or something? There's like any questions or confusion about certain things in the text and so on. So whatever comes to mind, if you want to share a bit, and if you have a question about the text in general so far, it would be really nice and we can learn from each other. So maybe we can start with Nina, please.
Oh, hey. yeah, I really enjoy these texts and I really try to use them in my life as far as I can. Yeah, I think it's especially this one was really good to not react back and try to learn from the message that the person has instead of just tone or whatever. I think I've already done that, but I can definitely do better. And I think it's very interesting. I have this experience with most of the verses that we're going through. Was this sufficient?
Yes, whatever you want. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's really nice. Let me also, I will do a kind of, will stop the recording and yeah.